All right, everybody, HVK here. You're listening to Americanon, and it has been a few weeks and quite a few tries to get this episode done. And the reason being, because about 3 weeks ago, if you are a returning listener to the show, I had my second son, a little baby Blitz, as I have taken to nicknaming him, because he is way more unpredictable than his older brother was. And anybody who knows the parenting, particularly the father struggle when you have a newborn, a toddler, and a recovering wife, it is effectively a 24-hour job and doesn't really leave a whole lot of room for anything else. So that's what I've been dealing with. And when I say that it has been a struggle with this episode, this is about my 10th take or so for this particular episode. The first couple of times were my own issues, you know, wandering off instead of staying focused on the topic, things like that. And then that was probably like the first two or so takes. And then everything after that was little baby Blitz just coming and knocking. But anyway, on topic, this is an impromptu episode because it was an impromptu event that happened. And the great Akira Toriyama has passed at 68 years old. Now, if you're listening to this episode, you probably know who Akira Toriyama is. But just in case you don't, Akira Toriyama was the creator of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, and because of that, to some extent, I don't believe he wrote Dragon Ball GT, and I know he's been kind of co-writing Dragon Ball Super, all of the movies that kind of go along with it, a lot of the great characters everybody knows, Goku has almost become like a household name within the United States, Vegeta, Piccolo, Gohan, Krillin, Master Roshi, Bulma, hell, probably even Android 18, maybe to an extent, and 68 years old, 68 years young. Now, I'm not usually one for mourning, I guess what you would call celebrity deaths typically, but I did something like this for Stan Lee and Kevin Conroy as well, because they were important figures in a lot of my childhood, in a lot of my writing inspiration, and in general with their storytelling. And Akira Toriyama is particularly important. Dragon Ball Z, even though I've said that, you know, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, for example, probably objectively the best story I've ever seen/read, and it's definitely up there as one of my favorites. But something that's your favorite doesn't necessarily have to be the greatest of anything. It can be the gateway thing, you know? And for a lot of people, particularly around my age group, Dragon Ball Z is kind of the gateway to anime, right? I've told this story before. I used to wake up, this was going back into the early 90s, I would wake up on Sunday mornings before church. This would probably be around 5 a.m., and there was just this cartoon where it was just dudes fighting each other, and I thought it was awesome. I was into Jackie Chan movies and stuff like that. A lot of the early inspirations for me to get into martial arts and then explore other martial arts along the way. And I know that's, you know, early 90s, but then you get into the later 90s where you have Cartoon Network and Toonami, and that was, I think, most people's, especially in my age group, their gateway into anime. And I didn't even know it was anime when I first started watching it back in like 93, 94. And, you know, it was great. It was good. And for a lot of people, it was the gateway, if not Dragon Ball, probably Pokemon. Although even if you're a little bit older, Pokemon as well, as the numbers for Pokemon Go kind of show older people like that as well, I guess. But it's remained my all-time favorite anime. Even if stuff is better written, stuff might have better, you know, stories, better narratives, kind of underlying themes and things like that, Dragon Ball still, I can throw on any given episode, assuming, you know, you cut out some of the filler, I guess, but any of the episodes, any of the fights, it doesn't have to be in order. You always have great humor. You always have great characterization. Growing up, Goku was one of my favorite characters, and then it's kind of funny that as I got older, Vegeta kind of became more of my favorite character out of that whole thing, and it's a little bit of the Batman kind of thing, right? Like, Goku was always kind of like the ideal, the pure-hearted, perfect man, almost childlike perfect in some way, right? And Vegeta was, I'm not going to say necessarily the more grounded one, but almost the more human one. He was flawed, he was prideful, he was arrogant, he was a lot of these things, but he had these moments of humility, and he always looked up to, even though, you know, I don't even know if Toriyama, because he was notoriously forgetful at times, but he would always kind of make it seem as if Vegeta was looking up at Goku. Like, Goku was his ideal that he aspired to be, which is why he was always kind of one step behind Goku and not really ever surpassing him in any meaningful way, right? Because Goku was the ideal and he was always pursuing that ideal. And that's kind of how you improve as a person, right? You're always pursuing your ideal self. But anyway, that's an aside, just a reason why I enjoyed that character so much. But 68 years old, and it's a shame. I believe it was the end of last year, Kentaro Miyamura, the creator of Berserk, now Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, very inspirational in probably the most well-known, in my opinion, probably the most well-known anime and probably one of the most influential anime and manga ever written. I've seen its fingerprints in all sorts of different things, particularly in other shonen manga, and a great gateway. If you've ever wanted to dip your toe into anime, I think Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z particularly is a great entryway, and don't ever let anyone tell you that the gateways can't be some of the greatest, because Metallica is a lot of people's gateway band into metal. They were mine back when I was a wee lad, before even Dragon Ball, in the late 80s, and they've been my favorite band most of my entire life, and I always come back to them, and Dragon Ball Z is the same way. You know, it's like going back home. You may find other things, you may find things that are a little bit more intense or a little bit more perhaps intellectual or philosophical, but it's just one of those things you can always come back to, and Akira Toriyama definitely goes down as one of the greats for it. So that's all I got to say about this one, because I'm sure little baby Blitz is going to wake up again soon and keep daddy awake for another couple of hours. But hey, you take the good and the bad with fatherhood, am I right? That's all I got for this one. I'm HVK. Rest in peace, Mr. Toriyama. You have earned it. The end.